the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The specifics remain under court seal, and Donald Trump remains at his Florida home. But tonight, the ex-president is under criminal indictment in his previous hometown of New York in a case involving the handling and accounting of alleged hush money paid to an adult video performer.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. In all caps on his social media platform, Donald Trump calls the indictment an attack on our country, the likes of which has never been seen before. The precise counts he faces won't be known until the indictment is unsealed. The Manhattan DA's office says it's now working with Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender. The expectation is it will happen next week. As a former president, Trump will have Secret Service protection at every step of the process.
Trump's the focus of additional investigations in Washington and Atlanta involving the 2020 election, its aftermath, and the government documents found in his Florida home. Politically,
this indictment is just as likely to help Donald Trump within the Republican Party contest than it is to hurt him. And you can tell that because of the reactions of senior Republican leaders and even some of his opponents in the presidential race.
Political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Another famous name in the news tonight, actress Gwyneth Paltrow, winning her suit and countersuit involving a collision on a Utah ski course.
A jury quickly decided Paltrow wasn't at fault. Terry Sanderson had sued her over injuries he suffered when the two collided on a beginner run at the Deer Valley Ski Resort. Sanderson spoke after the verdict.
What if all you could do was think about walking in order to keep from this right leg from going the wrong direction?
Paltrow's attorney, Steve Owens.
Gwyneth has a history of advocating for what she believes in. This situation was no different.
The verdict came after 8 days of live-streamed courtroom testimony. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
In a case reminiscent of Soviet-era arrests of Western journalist, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich tonight is now accused of espionage in Russia.
Gershkovich's lawyer said Russian authorities refused to let him into a very quick hearing. The court ruled the journalist should be detained for nearly 2 months. The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies the espionage allegations, and U.S. officials have not yet been permitted to see or speak with him. It is unclear whether this is a tit-for-tat arrest. 6 days ago, the Justice Department charged Russian national Sergei Cherkasov for fraudulently posing as a student while working as an intelligence agent in the U.S. from 2017 until 2020.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan. From central India, late word of 35 bodies being found inside a well after a structure that had been built over it collapsed at a temple during a crowded prayer festival. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit it.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the opening day post-game edition.
Go Brewers.
How you doing,
yeah,
Dan?
They went. Happy, happy Friday Eve. Crudy, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all. Tough, tough loss for the Brew Crew today.
Fancy Brand's a Cubs guy, isn't he?
He's very happy. So is Kuchka.
You know when I see him next, you know he's going to rub it in.
Well, I would imagine you would do the same had the Brewers won 4-0 today.
Buddy, we'll get to the political headlines of the day, and you tell me this is an inside radio geek, inside baseball thing, but I've got a major objection to the fact you could not hear the Brewers on the radio being broadcast locally today in Madison. W2EF, man, it's opening day. What's going on? If they don't want that Brewers contract... I know a company that would gladly take it off their hands.
Right, man. You got some radio station in Madison. Couldn't you play it there? I guess I'm not clear on how the whole thing works. So was it supposed to be played somewhere today?
Yes.
And it wasn't?
That is very strongly my impression. And we are Brewers Radio Network affiliates. I hope many of you did enjoy the Brewers today. They played out on WRCE in Richmond Center. Oh, I know our Brewers played out. And they played out on WISS 1100 AM out of Oshkosh, Berlin area. And I can tell you, Dom, when I'm in the car, I can hear the 1100 AM just sort of faintly. But I'll listen to it for the Brewers opening day. But I can't get it in the building. I can't get it through the walls. So I'm sitting in the office literally with like an old school radio trying to dial through the static, man, opening day. And I could barely even hear the game in my building being transmitted off the Brewer flagship station in Milwaukee. And it's galling to me to have to listen to it on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. But they're not even playing it, Madison, man. What? Did somebody just throw back the Brewers contract? Because I'd like to make a competitive bid just so I can hear the games.
But you know, Crudy, sometimes, you know, the technical parts, you know, they're switching over from this switcher to that switcher.
No, played on our stations.
That stream and that internet and that fiber. You know, sometimes you don't dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and there could be technical issues.
I checked all three of the sports-affiliated stations here in town just in case somebody had moved down the dial. And I even checked, you know, hardcore, former Righty Whitey Talk Radio, 1310 AM, used to have the Brewers. They threw them back. And then Midwest Family had the Brewers. They're playing them down the dial. Got no big problem with sports radio playing sports when they play them. But they were like at the Final Four. They were acknowledging the game, but they weren't playing out the broadcast of the game.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, did something preempt opening day? Did someone forget it was opening day? I find that hard to believe. They're in the sports broadcasting business. So somebody is having a little contract dispute, and we, the fans, are getting it stuck to us, Dom.
You got the hat. You got the jersey. The Brewers lost 4-0 to the Cubbies, and he didn't even get to listen to it on the radio, man.
And
that sounds like a grievance, bro.
I am a little irritated, even before we start the more important political headlines. You know, the biggest spring election of our lifetime coming up next Tuesday, April 4th. We encourage you, both Dom and I, to vote for Janet Protasiewicz.
Vote for Janet.
And Janet Protasiewicz has been the grandiose recipient of a lot of the donor dollars coming through the Democratic Party. And Dan Kelly, you know, somehow is splitting the infinitive and playing it differently. He'll take all the money from the county parties, but not the state party, because he doesn't want to ever be forced to recuse. But, of course, no one can make him. He's already made that point. So it ain't a recusal issue. Oh, yeah. But what'd he tell us when he was still going against Doro, the other conservative in the primary?
Yeah, and during the primary, vote for Dan Kelly, because he'll get all that sweet, sweet dark money. The national dark money.
Deliver that sweet, sweet dark money. Oh, and he's delivering, Dom. It's coming through. Between the U-Line, the grandiose expenditures of the U-Lines through the Fair America's PAC, right? Fair Courts, America,
Courts,
whatever.
Something, yeah.
It's a rich guy from Illinois pouring money into our Supreme Court race. He's a big donor. And the other grandiose third-party supporter currently of Dan Kelly, WMC, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Now, they're supposed to be sort of a Chamber of Commerce kind of outfit, but they have turned into effectively a tool of the Republican Party. They wrote the recusal rules for Wisconsin Supreme Court. How the frick does that work? How much money do you have to give in support of different respective conservative judges to the point where you get to write their recusal rules for them, which effectively says there are no recusal rules? Because if you had to recuse, you'd have to step back from litigation where we're involved and we gave you millions. We don't want you stepping back. We bought and paid for you fair and square. And that's what they're trying to do with Dan Kelly, right? And some of the ads that are being run on Dan Kelly's behalf in the current sense, Dom, it's erroneous and it's grotesque.
Crudy, the WMC from the website, their mission is to make Wisconsin the most competitive state in the nation to do business. Unfortunately, politicians and bureaucrats do not always understand how your business works or how their decisions impact you. That is why WMC is on the front lines every day to ensure your interests are being represented. WMC is consistently ranked as the number one lobbying organization in Wisconsin. No one spends more time and energy fighting
money
for the business community.
And in the current sense, they're serving you, Wisconsin, by re-traumatizing a rape victim who actually finds many objections to the ad they are running about her circumstance. They reached out to this woman, and they said, we're running it with or without you. So let's go to the reporting. My understanding, Dan Bice contributed. We've also got Corrine Hess and Ashley Lutheran from the Journal Sentinel on this. The victim at the center of a rape case featured in the state Supreme Court attack ad says she is being re-traumatized and re-victimized by the media blitz. It immediately took my breath away, the woman told the Journal Sentinel, to see it in action. I wondered if there was any thought put into the human beings behind the cases. I'm a human being who wants peace. The woman who asked to be identified by her first name, Emily, said she did not want to participate in the ads and did not want her case to be featured. The Journal Sentinel does not name sexual assault victims. We will not either. The ads are aimed at criticizing the judicial record of Janet Protasiewicz, the Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge who handled the case and is running in the April 4th election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We find her, tell me if I'm wrong, Dom, to be the preferred candidate.
Absolutely.
But, of course, these attack ads coming from WMC, the supposed lobby organization.
For business.
Yeah, they're down for business, the business of re-traumatizing rape victims. Anyways, here's how it's reported. But Emily said she had no problem with the sentence handed down by Protasiewicz, 2.5 years in prison, followed by 2.5 years of community supervision, and said that in addition to being traumatized, the ad contains inaccuracies. Those are called lies, Dom. The ads are being paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce Issues Mobilization Council and Fair Courts America, a super PAC supporting Daniel Kelly, a conservative over Protasiewicz, a liberal candidate. Neither campaign was involved in the ads. How do we know that for sure? The coordination between third-party groups and the candidates? I mean, used to be illegal. Scott Walker broke that law, and then they changed the laws. Effectively, if you don't, like, cut your hand open, bleed together, and spit on it, and become blood brothers, that ain't coordination under Wisconsin law. I'm not so sure that Dan Kelly didn't give his blessing to this, Dom.
Crudy Protasiewicz has served as a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge since 2014, and Kelly and his supporters have spent weeks highlighting selective cases that she handled. Kelly has never served as a circuit court judge. WMC stood by the ad on Wednesday, saying it was highlighting another soft on crime sentence by Judge Protasiewicz and contains factually accurate and publicly available information, and it does not include identifying information about the victim. Fair Courts America spokesman Dan Curry said, quote, our ad is factual, accurate, and necessary because Wisconsin's so-called journalists refuse to do most stories that might hurt Democrats. When asked about the commercials, Kelly's spokesman Ben Vocal said he would let WMC speak for itself. Protasiewicz's spokesman Sam Rucker said, no crime victim deserves to be harassed or have their words twisted for any reason, but especially for political reasons. His quote, if Dan Kelly had any experience working to protect victim rights or as a frontline judge, he would immediately denounce this behavior and demand that these commercials be pulled from the air. Emily said she received a call at work on March 8th that instantly transported her back to the aftermath of her assault. The female caller said her name was Courtney and asked questions about Emily's interactions with Protasiewicz. She said there was a team that was putting a lot of research into my case, Emily said. After some back and forth, Emily learned the team was putting together a commercial about her 2019 rape case. Emily was told she could participate if she wanted to have some control of the narrative in the ad, but it was going to run whether she approved or not. Between March 8th and March 20th, Emily received 10 more calls. She answered on March 20th, told the caller she's not interested in talking about her case or participating in the making of the ad. Then she received a text message of the first commercial. I have readjusted my life, Emily said. I've taken all ad streaming services from my TV at home. My employer has to accommodate what we have so I don't have to see anything. I just can't wait for this election to be over.
Folks,
re-traumatizing and re-victimizing this victim, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, for a political ad that the victim states is inaccurate.
Not only inaccurate, she actually is supportive of Judge Protasiewicz in the sentencing of the convicted. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're also going to tell you to just say no to some jackassery from the GOP. Some referendums. Want to hear about it? More devils on the other side. Better stick around.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy. When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 39. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 63. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can call us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we're going to encourage the audience to just say no to the jackassery of the GOP, in this case, in the form of referendum questions on the April 4th ballot. Of course, the more important question, who should serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for 10 years? Well, the right answer is Janet Protasiewicz, but the right's lobbying arm, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, who are grandiose donors in nearly every judicial race, they're putting some ads out there, and they're casting some mud at Janet Protasiewicz, and they are re-traumatizing, re-victimizing the victim of a rape case who actually, all things considered, seemed downright supportive of the decisions reached by Janet Protasiewicz in her case. This reporting from the Journal Sentinel will jump back into the reporting as part of the plea agreement. Now, I got to go back a little bit farther. This woman was raped. We better go all the way to the beginning. Raped on Walker's Point, January 27, 2019. Walker's Point Bar, where she met a guy named Robert Guzinski, then 41. Guzinski asked Emily if she wanted to go outside to smoke, and then suggested they go to a alley so they didn't cloud the bar's entrance, according to the criminal complaint. Well, let's walk around the corner and smoke. Let's not stand in the front. As they began to smoke, Guzinski attacked Emily, held her down, and repeatedly raped her. She was able to run back into the bar, told those inside she had been raped, and asked them to call 911. She later identified Guzinski in a photo lineup. Guzinski was charged with second-degree sexual assault by use of force, which could have carried a 25-year in prison and 15 years of extended supervision. On the day of the trial, Guzinski pled no contest to third-degree sexual assault, which carries a much lower maximum prison sentence of 5 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Now, I want to step aside for a second, Tom. That is not a decision made by the judge. That is a decision made at prosecutor's discretion. The guy's pleading to a lesser charge in the hopes of getting a lesser sentence. That's how the game is played. As part of the plea agreement, the prosecutor, Alicia Court, left the sentence up to Protasiewicz, but underscored the violence of the attack in her remarks. This was a random assault of opportunity, Court said, according to a transcript of the hearing. Emily, again, the name they're using for the victim here, then read her two-page victim impact statement. She recounted the physical pain of the night, the lingering injuries, as well as the mental and emotional effects. She also expressed empathy for Guzinski and his family. Now, wow. That is the perpetrator of this alleged crime, convicted. I do not believe people should be defined by the worst moment of their life. And I would seek more than anything else is peace of mind, Emily read to the court. Having in a sense been served my own sentence, I must find a way to live out my life in peace. And that's what I've done, essentially. Emily did not ask for Guzinski to go to prison. If it were up to me, the only resolution I would seek is that of restorative justice, she said. Restorative justice is a model of bringing crime victims and perpetrators together for the conversation and healing. Emily closed by wishing Guzinski well. Now, she is a bigger woman than I would ever pretend to be. After she spoke, Guzinski's attorney, Benjamin Van Severin, said his client accepted responsibility and noted it was his first arrest and criminal charge. The defense attorney asked for a stayed prison sentence and a 3-year probation term instead. Guzinski offered a brief statement and apologized to Emily. And then the decision, Dom, was Protasewicz's to make.
Cody Protasewicz read Emily's victim impact statement in her chambers and then listened as Emily read it in court. After hearing everyone speak, Protasewicz called the attorneys into her chambers and then told court to ask Emily what resolution she wanted. The conversation was off record, meaning it is not included in the transcript. Emily told the Journal Sentinel that she told the court she, quote, trusted the judge to apply the law and give a sentence that was fair. When Protasewicz returned to the bench, she explained her thought process to Guzinski before sentencing him. The reason I called for an in-chambers conference is I wanted a little more input from the state as to what the victim's thought were, one way or another, as to what your sentence should be. And quite frankly, she didn't give much more input, Protasewicz said, according to the transcript. And so your sentence isn't based on anything that the victim had to say or anything that that she told attorney court that was relayed to me, Mr. Guzinski, the judge continued. This is solely my sentence based on everything that I know about you, based on the conduct that occurred on January 27th of 2019, based on what I think the appropriate sentence should be for you. Protasewicz called Emily's victim impact statement atypical based on the severe assault she had suffered. Another quote, seems to me as though she's, quite frankly, quite understanding and cares about both you and your family, Mr. Guzinski. I take that into account. How serious is this? This is at the top level of serious violent conduct. This is virtually many, many females' worst nightmare coming to life. Protasewicz refused the defense attorney's request for probation, saying that it would unduly depreciate how serious this case is. As much as part of me would like to place you on probation, I just can't do that. It's not a probationary case. Protasewicz sentenced Guzinski to 2.5 years in prison, 2.5 years of extended supervision. She also ordered him to register as a sex offender until 2040. Guzinski was released on extended supervision last summer. Emily told the Journal Sentinel, the victim told the Journal Sentinel, she was 100% satisfied with the sentence.
Dominic, a little bit more from the reporting, we'll put a bow on it. The ads are not only traumatizing, they're also inaccurate, Emily, the victim, said. Ads paid for by WMC Issues Mobilization Council claim Emily was left for dead after her attack. She was not. The ads also use a voiceover to read a brief portion of Emily's victim impact statement where she describes being afraid before the narrator says Protasewicz ignored her pleas. That's not the way Emily tells it. I'm not sure what fixation is on this case. They must have read criminal reports or court records to know identifiable information. I jump ahead. There is nothing that would have made any inclination that I was unhappy or desired a different outcome. Come back. More Devils. Your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Tonight, the eyes of the nation are on Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where ex-President Donald Trump weighs his next move following his indictment by a New York City grand jury in connection with payments allegedly made just ahead of the 2016 elections to an adult film performer. Vinu Varghese is a white-collar criminal defense attorney.
For Trump, the smart thing from a legal perspective is to voluntarily surrender. And then that means he shows up at 100 Center Street and he gets processed.
And Trump attorney Joe Tacopina tells CBS News this morning that Trump's legal team does expect him to surrender to authorities likely on Tuesday following discussions with the Manhattan's DA's office until late Thursday night. As for the politics,
there is close to a year before we even start the voting for the presidential nomination process. We don't even know for sure the roster of candidates.
Political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a big deal. We got some really big breaking news, Dom. The New York Times reporting at this moment, a grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump in New York. You heard it here first, folks. And we heard it from the New York Times. They feel like that's a fairly credible source. The subheadline, this was 7 minutes ago. Mr. Trump will be the first former president to face criminal charges. The precise charges are not yet known, but the case is focused on the hush money payment
to a porn star during the 2016 campaign. Here is what we know at this moment. The unprecedented case against Trump will have wide-ranging implications. The Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald J. Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter, a historic development that will shake up the 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges. Up until now, he's just a one-term, twice-indicted loser, right, Dom?
Twice impeached, once indicted, and perhaps several more to come.
The felony indictment. Oh, that's sweet music to my ears, Dom.
Wait. Say that again. Please say it slower for me.
Felony indictment.
Oh,
filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will likely be announced in the coming days. The indictment's announcement is imminent, Dom. By then, prosecutors working for the District Attorney Alvin L. Bragg will have asked Mr. Trump to surrender and to face arraignment on the charges that remain unknown to us for now. But what we know is the former president has been indicted on felonious charges related to Stormy. That's got to sting.
It's almost Alvin Bragg Day, Crudy. Say it with me.
It is Alvin Bragg Day.
All right.
Wait.
What?
It is only reportedly Alvin Bragg Day.
Okay, fair enough.
When the indictment is unsealed and the former is arraigned, then it's Alvin Bragg Day, but it's coming soon. It's imminently Alvin Bragg Day. That is some big breaking news. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump has been indicted. You know, I hate to be gleeful about this. I can't wait for the next round and the round after that of the much more substantial indictments. But this still feels pretty good, Dom.
It sure does. Long time coming. Hopefully the first of many. Let's let justice finally be done.
844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. I just called to talk about the voting thing. I'm driving back from Florida just so I can make it home by Tuesday to vote. So,
you know, you could have early absentee voted, yep, Drew.
Right, man.
I mean, what happens if you get a flat tire in Arkansas or Kentucky or something, dude?
I just changed addresses, so I'm only legal at the new place we never went to register. So, anyway, we're going to get her done, me and my wife. So, and the other thing with the Brewers, you know, they got this new thing called the Civic Media app where you can listen to the Brewers on the Oshkosh channel, which I did today from Florida.
Well, you know, that's very nice, Drew, but that was a modest early inning oversight, and we muted the stream. We're not permitted to stream the Brewers broadcast, man.
Stop. Oh, damn it.
You did not stream the Brewers anywhere around here, man.
These aren't the droids you're looking for, Drew.
I did till that bad inning, and then it went south. So I it was on for a while.
No, it wasn't, Drew. You never heard any such thing on these radio stations.
We weren't even there. It wasn't me, man. It wasn't me.
I'm sorry if it wasn't on the radio in Madison. I could see where people might be tempted to listen. You can kind of hear 1100 AM through the airwaves. Just try it on your radio. Tomorrow, there will be no game, but a big weekend series with the Cubbies. Game 2 and 3 Saturday and Sunday. Listen over the airwaves on your finer Civic Media stations, WISS and WRCE. Drew, don't tell nobody, man, all right? Hope no one's listening. 844-967-2789. Oh, no, we're Scroogey. Gary from Sussex listening. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Good. Hi, guys. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I was watching Biden the other day before he sat there and had his news conference, and he comes down, and it was the strangest thing. I thought, I cannot be listening to the President of the United States. He says, "Hi, my name is Joe Biden, and I am Dr. Jill Biden's husband."
He often says that, Gary.
I love chocolate chip ice cream. You don't believe it, but I do. I'm not kidding. I have some upstairs in my refrigerator. It's like, when does the President of the United States introduces himself, and then he starts talking about ice cream, and then he starts talking about little kids getting killed?
You know what, Gary? Next time we're going to do a cognitive test, I want to hear Biden say, man, woman, camera,
television.
Really, Gary, you can't recall the last guy saying anything strange ever in front of the cameras, fella?
It just seemed a little weird, like he was having fun and he's coming down. He said he came, that's what he said. I came down because I heard they're having chocolate chip ice cream.
That's the guy's on a sugar buzz, Gary. You know how that feels.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Like that, Gary? How did that make you feel confident with that president's talk like that?
I feel much better. And then the other thing is, I want to know what your opinion is. What this girl that murdered these kids and the parents, she went out there and called her girlfriend and said that, watch the news tonight, you're going to see me, I'm going to die, and I'm going to whatever. Why? And then this girlfriend called the police, the authorities, and said this. She got this weird thing that she said that she's going to be famous and she's going to die, and watch the news. How come the Tennessee police department didn't go to this girl's house, because they even knew what her name was? You know, because the girl said who it was.
I don't know why, Gary, but I can tell you. I cannot tell you why, Gary, and I'm not here to relitigate this. It's way too early. But I can tell you the reactions of the Nashville Police Department that went into that school and confronted this. Oh, hell yeah, they did. Yeah, compare that with the Uvalde reaction, right? I mean, these guys went charging in. They went charging into harm's way. I think your guy Trump claimed he would do the same.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Catherine from Madison, Wisconsin. You're up. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hey. Is this the greatest radio show on the greatest station ever?
It could be, Catherine. Donald Trump got indicted today.
I know. And I heard it here first. Oh, that's fantastic. I was calling about something a lot more minor. I was calling about the Madison mayoral race.
Yeah, Sadia.
And I keep hearing the ads. Yeah.
Yep.
We're pretty lucky.
For Gloria Reyes.
Progressives running. Mm-hmm. I know. Gloria Reyes. I hear her all the time. How come Satya Rhodes didn't buy any ads? I mean, this is a progressive station with a lot of progressive listeners. I bet the number of the voting rate is pretty high in the listeners.
I got to think it's going to be close to 100%, Catherine.
Right. I think so. Pretty close. I mean, it's high. And if you're a progressive and you're running against another progressive, well, people want to pick on who they're voting for on smaller, choices, smaller differences. So why am I not hearing anything about Satya Rhodes? It's not your fault. I just wonder about her campaign. Do they not know about the radio station?
Well,
we
interviewed her shortly after she was elected. I'm going to say we, the Devil's Advocates, because of the tone and the nature of our show, we don't often get granular in city politics. We don't usually wade into mayoral races, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know that our show offers the greatest platform ever for city politics, because we play out in a lot of cities, including Chicago and Minneapolis, where they don't give a damn about whether or not I heard the Brewers game on the radio or whether we elect a new mayor, if you know what I'm saying. But, Catherine, I can't speak to why any of the fine candidates for any office in the great state of Wisconsin, why they would not utilize civic media, because we're talking to the most politically engaged people in the state. And if you're trying to reach those, let's say, highly political engaged consumers, we got the best network ever for that. You know what I mean? So I think it's a matter of educating them to a degree, Catherine. I mean, I think it will all start, and I've been getting some really nice missives from radio professionals saying this is the first election that civic media gets to kind of put our influence on. if you know what I mean, the Supreme Court race. This is the first time we really, really get to bang the drums. And we're kind of young. We're kind of still crawling as a radio entity, as a media group. You know, we'll get stronger. We'll be up and walking, hopefully running by the presidential election next year. But Catherine, I'll be very interested to see the outcome of the Proto Say What Stan Kelly race. And we know that Republicans have had their infrastructure in place forever to bang the drum on these spring elections. I can only tell you that each and every one of the hosts that I've listened to has done their damnedest to lay out the case for Janet Protasiewicz because they all seemingly support her candidacy. And if they don't, then go work for WISN. But Catherine, I can't tell you why the mayoral candidate didn't put her ads on the greatest radio station ever. But we could be doing a better job and soon will of trying to connect on a more granular basis here on WMDX in Madison.
Well, I think somebody's not up on you know, this whole thing on the in the Satya Rhodes campaign. And frankly, I'm going to vote for Gloria Reyes. I just decide partly because she knows about double radio or about mad radio. So, that's my decision. So.
Thank you, Catherine, and please do support the sponsors, and in this case, Gloria Reyes is a sponsor. I will point out she does have the endorsement of the local paper, and the former mayor for half my life, Grumpy Pants.
Soglin?
Soglin's all out there attacking the current mayor and saying, oh my God, it's going to be Marxism if you let her continue to be the mayor of the city of Madison.
Come on, Paul.
Now, I like Paul. He's a little overreactionary sometimes, but I know he does care about this city, much like I do. But ultimately, much of our focus here, as you know, is state-level politics. That's where, you know, the state capital is right up the road here. I guess the mayoral office is just around the corner, but I'd rather go, you know, I'd rather go bang a different beat, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. If you didn't hear, there is some national breaking news as well. Donald Trump, it's indictment day, or at least it's being widely reported, not just by the New York Times, but also by The Guardian and some other sources now.
CNN is also reporting it.
Donald Trump has been indicted feloniously in the hush money case, the Stormy Daniels. We don't have... There you go, Ebon. We don't have many more details than that, but this has been a day that history has long waited for. Can't wait until it's Perp Walk Day, Dom. Hope that's coming up soon. Almost makes up for the Brewers' loss to the Cubbies. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. I feel like some of the audience might be celebratory over the indictment of Donald Trump. They might be, could be. And also, we'll tell you about some asinine referendums on the ballot here in the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps you should vote against them. Tell you why on the other side. But be a part. It's soon to be Alvin Bragg Day. He's the first one out there in the race to indict and convict the former president, Donald Trump. The news today, the man's been indicted.
He will be fingerprinted. He will be photographed. He may even be handcuffed.
Oh!
Former president of the United States will be read the standard Miranda warning. He will be told that he has the right to remain silent and the right to an attorney. Well, you know he can't be silent, and you know he doesn't pay the attorneys. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
It's no big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the Paul
poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 37 overnight under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 63, overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely, 33. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
I just want.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can celebrate with us at 844-967-2789.
Why would we celebrate them? What, I ask you, is there to celebrate?
Crudy, the New York Times, many other sources reporting the grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump in New York.
I perceive that as fairly good news. I am feeling a little celebratory.
Quick update here as the Times updates their reporting. Three lead prosecutors in the Trump investigation walked into the building where the grand jury was sitting minutes before the panel was scheduled to meet at 2 p.m. One carried a copy of the penal law with sticky notes visible that would have been needed to read the criminal statutes to the grand jury before they voted. About 3 hours later, the prosecutors walked into the court clerk's office through the back door to begin the process of filing the indictment.
Felonious indictment, our understanding from the reporting, the early reporting at the New York Times. Dom, I got some early reporting shared with me just a few minutes ago. My source, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, our friends here in Madison, the FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation, has asked the IRS, that's the Internal Revenue Service, to investigate a church's illegal intervention into the Wisconsin Supreme Court election.
What?
Yeah. This is new news, right, Tom?
Uh-huh.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the IRS immediately investigate a Wisconsin church engaging in politicking. The St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, has recently been involved in blatant electioneering, contends the National State Church Watchdog. Pastor Brian Dully, well, if it's a Catholic church, that'd be the priest. Pastor Brian Dully used the church bulletin to advise parishioners not to vote for an unnamed her in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race next Tuesday, April 4th, as the election is between Janet Protasiewicz, a woman, and Daniel Kelly. Well, it says here a man, but I don't believe it. The bulletin is clearly referencing Protasiewicz. The message reads, on one side of this race, one candidate has tried to make the race entirely an effort to legalize abortion in the state of Wisconsin. Abortion is the intentional taking of a human life. It is murder. Our Catholic faith is clear that this is a grave sin. As a Catholic, I urge you, for the salvation of your soul, and talking about a little cajoling and pressure, for the salvation of your soul, Dom, do not vote for her in the Supreme Court race on April 4th. That kind of feels like electioneering to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dom, such partisan campaigning is a flagrant violation of IRS rules that govern an organization's tax-exempt designation. You can endorse whoever you want. You just can't do so in a tax-free fashion. The violation even caught the attention of Cottage Grove U.S. Rep. Mark Pocan, who initially retweeted the message criticizing the church. The Internal Revenue Code states that to retain their 501c3 status, an organization cannot, and here's a quote from the statute, Tom, participate in or intervene in including the publishing or distributing of statements any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for public office. The Freedom From Religion Foundation staff attorney Chris Lyon writes to the IRS, in this instance, St. Patrick's Catholic Church has breached the responsibilities of its tax-exempt status by openly opposing a candidate for elected office. Yes, seemed pretty clear to me, Dom. FFRF is calling for the IRS to immediately investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church to ensure it no longer receives 501c3 benefits and that donations made to the church are no longer treated as tax deductible.
Excellent. Maybe they can start paying property taxes as well.
That's going to sting them. The public essentially subsidizes the work of 501c3 entities. So this prohibition is unethically violated. It creates an unfair political advantage. Tax deductible donations may not be used for political speech or donations. We see it done all the time, but I like that they're going after them, Dom. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, ironically, Dom, is a registered 501c3 and takes this designation along with the accompanying benefits and responsibilities very seriously. By posting a message that discourages parishioners from voting for a candidate currently running for office, Dully and the St. Patrick's Catholic Church, again in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, have made it clear that the church is not deserving of its tax exemption. Hope they lose it if indeed this information is correct. Yes, sir.
Some updates, Crudy, from the story we started the show with. Corey Hess reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. An attorney for Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz's campaign is demanding television stations remove ads that were paid for by political groups backing her opponent Danielle Kelly featuring a rape case Protasiewicz presided over. The demand came after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published a story Thursday about the victim at the center of the case, who said she'd refused to participate in the ads and called them traumatizing and inaccurate. We read some of that piece. You can find it at jsonline.com. Milwaukee attorney Matthew O'Neill with Fox O'Neill and Shannon sent letters to television stations across the state Thursday afternoon warning that airing false or misleading ads could jeopardize their station licenses. A quote, "Your publishing of defamatory content is particularly inappropriate given that unlike candidates, independent political organizations like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Fail Courts America do not have a right to command the use of broadcast facilities. Because you need not air this ad, you bear particular responsibility for the content when you choose to do so." Take it down, WMC.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy days are here again. That's totally awesome. I'm stopping into Forest to get another six-pack of Spotted Cow and celebrate this one. I hope there's more to come. And one other thing, Trump said something wacky or strange every day, and he still does. So thanks for the breaking news, Devils.
You are quite
all
welcome. Right,
Paul, you're welcome. Thanks for listening, man. Yeah, I mean, didn't he say something recently about, hey, you know, all the farmers, they give you guys a break, the death tax, and so now you can, you know, you can give your kids inherit all your stuff, and unless you don't like your kids and you and they're not as worthy of it, then you don't have to give it to them. I mean, the guy is just bat crap crazy, and now the pressure continues to mount the New York grand jury in the hush money payment case, bringing down indictments. And hell, Fonnie Willis, how about tomorrow? Let's line them up and knock them down. Tomorrow would be great for Fulton County.
You know, Wisco Paul joining us does beg a question, Tom. What pairs best with a Donald Trump indictment?
Beverage wise. Tequila.
Well, you think tequila pairs best with cereal in the morning, man. You may not be a reliable source on that, but Donald Trump has been indicted, being reported by many, many different news sources, including yours truly, the Devil's Advocates. You're listening right now. Come back. It seems like it might be a happier, happier. It could be happy. I'm feeling kind of happy. The happiest happy hour of the week, at least until now. The Thursday edition, stick around for it. I know you will.
Yay!
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov.
You are listening.